USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A federal judge Friday temporarily blocks Mississippi from moving ahead with a so-called heartbeat abortion law that bans the procedure after a cardiac activity is first detected, which occurs at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves stops the order from taking effect July 1st. The judge has lawmakers passing another ban after he struck down the earlier one, specs of defiance to his court. 13 people were injured by what authorities call a low-force blast on a busy street in the French city of Lyon. President Donald Trump has announced the U.S. is sending 1,500 troops to the Middle East to counter the threat posed by Iran. Speaking to reporters at the White House, the president said he doesn't think there's going to be an armed conflict with Iran.
They stage terror all over the world. They're a much different country now than when I first got here. When I first got here, they were at 14 different locations fighting. I don't think Iran wants to fight. And I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Jake Patterson, the man who admits to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents, was sentenced Friday to spend the rest of his life in prison. Before handing down the sentencing, the judge said he sees no chance of rehabilitation.
Your actions and the ideas that you had are not normal. They are shockingly not normal. I have no idea what rehabilitation could be provided for you. No one suggested any rehabilitation because even from your own side, the doctors can't find anything wrong with you.
Patterson pleaded guilty in March to two counts of intentional homicide and also admitted kidnapping Kloss and keeping her captive for 88 days until she escaped. State and federal law enforcement officials Friday raided hundreds of black market marijuana operations in Colorado that flouted that state's cannabis law by growing tens of thousands of plants in Denver area homes and selling the drugs out of state. The number of dead from this week's storms in the central U.S. has reached at least 9. The bodies of a man and woman from Missouri were found Friday in a submerged vehicle near the Mississippi River. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A high-profile GOP senator says Democrats have just one thing on their mind. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi claiming the House is not on a path to impeachment of President Trump, but South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says, as we head into the 2020 election cycle,
you cannot be their nominee unless you say Donald Trump needs to be impeached, and that's why he's going to win, because most Americans think that's nuts.
Graham also says the idea that President Trump's involved in a cover-up is ridiculous.
What did Donald Trump cover up regarding Mueller? Nothing. Now, if he's fighting back against a bunch of crazy people to try and destroy his life, that's not covering anything up.
Graham was speaking on Fox News.
A single conservative Republican has blocked a massive disaster aid bill that would have sent $19 billion to hurricane flood and wildfire victims. Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the bill should have included President Trump's requested funding for aid to the southern border.
There's no reason this disaster supplemental should not have included the quite modest $4.4 billion that Director of OMB Vogt sent to Capitol Hill to ensure DHS and HHS do not run out of money while managing the over 100,000 illegal aliens crossing our border.
In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Nebraska GOP Senator Deb Fischer called on House leadership to reconvene immediately and call up a vote on the disaster relief bill. Senator Fischer worked to include flood-ravaged Nebraska in that bill, which passed the Senate with strong bipartisan support. For USA Radio News in Omaha, I'm Rick Vincent.